Hello?
Kaden, how are you? I'm so sorry that I've missed your call.
It's all good. No worries.
You're probably like, phone tag. You're it. I know.
Good.
You must have been running late yesterday because I tried calling you, and then I thought maybe he's in a bad area because I kept getting your voicemail. And I thought, he's probably still on a roof, man.
You never know when you're exactly going to end and stuff like that. Being on time
yeah.
is a hard thing for me sometimes, running and juggling things around. But I guess the only concern is, I mean, you know, I am more than happy to pay this price, you know, of $299 a month and $399 a month. I mean, that's equivalent to like $3,600 a year, which is fine. I just, you know, is it really worth it? Like, I know there's no guarantee, but like, how, it's just a lot of money a month. I mean, that's more than...
Can I tell you something?
Shirt.
I like that you think in numbers like that. Listen.
Right.
When I hear you talking about it's running me X amount a year, right? Because you figure you would be paying, let's do the math on this, because I'm a numbers girl too. You know what I mean? I tell my husband when before he's signing up to buy something, whoa, wait a minute, buddy. You know, we do this, like, check this out. We just bought him hearing aids, like, not even a year ago. And I was on the phone with the gal, because if it was up to me, I would have been like, wait a minute, what are the terms and conditions, right? Because our insurance paid so much. Make a long story short, I get on the phone with the gal and she's like, well, because we were late on one payment, which, okay, not a big deal. I was not aware that one time when we were late in October, they were accumulating $25 every single month. I go, wait a minute, I paid almost $200 to cover that late fee. You're telling me you guys are still charging me $25 each month? Make a long story short, I told her, so what do I got to do to pay this off? Because I'm not trying to hit interest fees because, you know, some of them, the interest fee will go all the way back to when you originally got the credit opened. I'm like, I'm not trying to pay that interest rate up until then, right, from when we first started.
Right.
Then it kind of defeats what I've paid. So the way she broke it down for me was like, you guys pay $1,100. The account will be closed. It'll be completely like you paid it off. I said, well, then that's what I'm going to do because I'm going to tell you something, Kaden. I got a credit card that's got zero interest on it right now. I'd rather use that to pay off this loan. And then I got enough time to pay off that other one and I got no interest. You see what I'm saying? So I'm a numbers girl.
Yeah.
So
I get you. Okay.
You pay $299. Let's just say this. I'm going to break it down for you, and I might have a better option for you, okay? So if you figure this, right, you paid $398 is going to be the initial investment for you to get it started, right? And let's just say you paid $299 every month after that, and you paid that for a year, right?
Right.
Well, now you would have invested $3,687 with us in a year. Okay?
Yeah.
So, we offer where you could pay for the year in full. Okay? It's always an option. And we offer it to you at $2,500. So, you're saving $1,187. You pay $2,500.
Okay.
We're continuing to manage, host, and maintain that account, right? We're going to include that website for you. Facebook advertising. We're still managing and optimizing it. We have to. So we're still making sure that you're always being found at that moment. And you figure this, $2,500, right? Let's just divide that by 12, okay? That means you would be paying, like, basically less than $209 a month. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's an option.
The question is, I'm not worried about the money and stuff like that. I think it's a great deal. I just want it to pay off. Like, am I going to be getting calls and stuff like that? I'm not buying contracts or anything like that, correct? I'm not buying.
No contracts.
Information where they're going to be reaching
out
to me.
These are going to be live, direct calls coming to you. Like, when you've done a search on Google, let's say you're looking for a restaurant, right? You're looking for a tire shop or something. You go on Google, you type in tire shop near me. on that map, you're going to get the businesses that are listed within the vicinity of where you're performing that search from. So what you're, what they're going to see regarding your business, they're going to see a Google profile with your company name, your logo, pictures of your work, link for a website that we've created for you. They're going to see your company name and phone number. I'm a potential client. I'm going to click on your phone number. I'm actually talking with you. They're not calling us. Okay. We're not sending you the information. These are live calls coming directly to you. Because let's be honest, right? I know Angie, they sell you leads, okay?
Leads,
they're
correct.
Sending you information.
And I want to be done. I haven't even started with them, and I haven't got any calls. You know, I already paid a $750, and I just am hoping I can call them and get that back.
When did you sign up with them? When did you sign up? And I could probably tell you.
Two or three days ago.
Okay. There is a three-day right of rescission. Three-day right of rescission, okay? You call them, you tell them, and everybody has that right. You call them, you tell them, listen, I've changed my mind. I don't want to proceed forward with this. I want my money refunded. They have to refund it back to you. You have 3 days.
Okay.
Do you remember exactly what date you signed up?
Here, let me, I can figure that out. I know. Give me one second.
I'll tell you, I had a guy, this was probably about almost a year ago. He signed up and I asked him specifically, do you need to run this by your wife? He's like, nope, she's cool with whatever I do. And I'm like, okay. He signed up. The next day he called me, Nadine. I'm in the doghouse right now. My wife is super mad. I shouldn't have signed up. I said, okay. We refunded his money back because it was within the 3 days. He's like, I know I'm not going to get a refund. I said, no, you're going to get a refund because you just signed up yesterday. We haven't even done any work yet because your interview was for today. So we refunded him his money. It's called a three-day right of rescission. They won't tell you that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and I, another big part is, like, I want to be able to get a hold of you guys and be able for you guys to answer any questions I have.
Absolutely.
Well. Just,
yeah, so that's why, like, with us, right, you're going to have what's called a team dedicated to your account here within our company. We don't outsource it. We do everything in-house. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but you'll always have my information. I give it to you so that you have it for your records. Now, let's say you have an update or you got a change or a question or concern, you're going to contact our customer service department. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, okay? Very few holidays that were actually closed. So, like, Christmas Day, yes.
Got you, okay.
New Year's Day, yes. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, I mean, I tell you, like, my cousin laughs because she's like, you're seriously working on XYZ Day? And I'm like, yeah, it might be a holiday for you guys, but not for us. Like, we still work.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, there's a team dedicated to your account. And I'll tell you something, Kaden. Like, let's just say, right, you called in and, you know, because sometimes when the techs are busy, they'll respond to you. We always tell you within 24 hours. That's just what we always say. I mean, sometimes they respond, like, within an hour or so, right, depending on how busy they are. Because we service a lot of clients. But if it was something urgent, let's just say something super urgent, you could not wait. You also have my info. I can't make the change, but I can definitely send a message to them like, hey, it's urgent. He really needs to talk to someone. I had a guy not too long ago, one of my clients, he called me in a panic. He doesn't know how he did it. He's like, I uploaded on my Google business profile a picture of my nieces. They were like on this little like four-wheeler. They were at a shop, I guess, looking at a dealership that had them. He's like, my nieces are on Google, my Google business profile. I don't know how to take it down. I'm like, don't worry. And I got right away with the team. I need help. We got to get this photo down. It's his nieces. Immediately someone got on it. So, you know what I mean? I couldn't have, I couldn't do it for him, but I was able to, you know, get someone from the team to do it. So we're really dedicated.
And then
is it
like have an app or something? Am I going to have like an app or?
You're going to have, yeah. In fact, Kaden, so check this out, right? We have where We could put even, if you don't want your physical phone number listed on Google, we could put what we call a tracking number. And the tracking number is actually linked to your phone. Now, okay. We also have an app that you download from the App Store. And that app will allow you to track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam right. calls if a spam call came in. So that's always an option okay. for you. You're going to also have okay. what we call a customized tracking and reporting system, okay? The okay. tracking and reporting system basically is your way of knowing what's working, okay? So it will allow you to see your keywords, view your profiles. You can see how many times it came up in the search results. You can see how many times they clicked on your ad, how many phone calls you received from new customers. Now, on that right. same tracking and reporting system, if you wanted to go in there and move around some of your content or ad keywords, or you feel like running promotions, you can do that at any right. time. But you will always okay. have the assistance of our account management team. This program right. is geared for business owners. Okay, it's created for business owners who want to be hands-on a little bit, and others who are just like, you handle it all. I don't have time. I don't want yeah. any part of it. I'll tell you what I need.
I don't have time. I mean, I just need to be bidding jobs and working. So
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like you do. You right. sound pretty busy. I mean, yesterday we were talking right. while you were on a roof, which almost gave me a heart attack when you told me that.
Exactly. Right.
You know, and I'm like, yeah. oh my God, I will hate myself if he even slipped. Right. You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh God, exactly. just please let him be okay up there, you know? Right. But yeah,
yeah,
you have a lot going on. If we could take uh-huh. this one part and not have this on your plate too, and let us handle it right. on our end, so that way you can focus right. on your job. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And we don't control yeah. like who's calling you or what you're bidding on these jobs. You have full right. reign. So listen, if someone called you and you're like, man, I don't really want to take that job, you can respectfully say, I'm booked out or I'm not available, or whatever
right.
you got to say, right? Because you're not right. being charged per call or per job. It's a flat rate.
Right.
And let's be real, right?
Right?
How many jobs would you need, Caden, okay, to offset the cost of this program on an average?
Just one.
Just one, right?
I just need one. Just one, yeah. So that's where I'm at. You know, I need at least one a month. And, you know, summertime comes around here. It's going to be more than that. But I just
it's
want to
be
sure popping. I'm getting the calls.
Summertime's
like
going to be popping. You know? Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right.
For so. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you answered all my questions. I would like to go through with this. I am going to cancel with Angie's and try to get that money back, too, just because
okay.
I've done my research and stuff like
did
that.
Did you look
I
mean, at the date when you signed up with them? Did you find it?
March 7th is when the transaction, it's still pending, but my transaction was yesterday, so.
Okay. So March 7th.
I don't know if they ran it on 6th.
Do you have their phone number?
So it would be, I have the guy I worked with phone number.
Okay.
Andre.
Here's what I'm thinking. If you're going to try to get your money back, you need to get on the phone with them right now.
Okay.
I want you to get on the phone with them. Do you want to try to call them now and kind of situate that?
Yeah.
Because I'm really yeah. afraid that if you don't get in touch with them now, you're going to lose that $750.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
gotcha.
Why don't you try to get a hold of them right now? Do you want us to revisit this on Monday, you and I, and then we get it all set
yeah.
up? Or
you and I,
you want to do that
yeah,
better?
Yeah, we'll get it all set up. I can even put a card on file to hold the spot or anything like that, too.
I trust you, Caden. You just need to let me
okay.
know what's going to be the best time to call you. If you need me to call you earlier to set it up, I can do that too.
Yeah. Why don't we do Monday morning, any time, you know, I'll make sure to answer and take your phone call.
So like the earliest I get here is 7:00 in the morning, which is 8:00 your time. Oh, wait a minute, but
your
we're
time?
Springing forward. So we're springing
why don't you just
1 hour
give me a call around here. 8:00, 9:00 is just fine. I got my phone on me at all times.
Between 8 and 9 your time? Okay. I could do that.
Yep.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, because I don't want you to lose
weekend.
The time. You too, and I don't want you to
right.
lose the time. Like, if you can get your money back, I prefer you get on the phone right now with Home Advisor. with the Angie's Leads.
Sounds
okay.
Awesome.
Okay, Annie.
Thank
I'll
you
talk
so
to you
much.
On Monday. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
I was going to ask you, Kaden, what's your email? Do you want me to send you everything in writing so that way you have it there?
Yes.
Or do you want to take care of that on Monday? Totally up to you. You let me know.
Let's just take care of it all on Monday.
Okay. Sounds good. Have a blessed weekend.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.